Welcome to the Uncompromising Faith Podcast. Why don't you pull up a chair and make yourself comfortable? My name is Homer Less, and along with my wife, Wanda Ring, we are inviting you to join us as we explore what it means to walk by faith. The other day, while we were walking, Wanda had mentioned to me how much she had missed having cat love, being able to pet a cat and love a cat. And she was thinking back to the time when we had cats. Our family has had all sorts of pets in our time together. We started out in Sherwood Park with fish. That didn't go too well. Then we got birds, and we had to give up our Moluccan cockatoo. And we got the smaller birds. So when we moved to PEI in 2007, we had with us our four birds. And that was our little menagerie. And we were quite content with that until God brought Patches into our world. And then Milo, two very wonderful dogs that really were very special to us. But one day, while Wanda was out praying in the RV, she heard a meowing sound. She wasn't sure where it came from, so she looked around, and there was this little black kitten. Couldn't have been more than a few months old. That had come from the farm down the road. It had been rejected by its mother and basically had to live on its own. And of course, being the kind of people we are, we couldn't say no to a lost cat, so we took it in. And we named it Angel. Angel was a real special kitty for us because she represented life, and we really enjoyed having her. But she brought a little too much life into our world because she had babies. And soon we found ourselves with multiple cats. And that was rather an interesting experience. It was very pleasurable to have the kittens. But as we were getting poor, it was hard to feed them. It was very difficult. And by the time our power was cut in June of 2011, we had to dig mussels out of the estuary just to feed the cats. It was a very tough time, a very difficult time. And finally, in October of 2011, when we were thrown out into homelessness, all our cats were taken from us. And more than losing our possessions or our friends or anything like that, losing the cats was a tremendous emotional blow to my daughters and my wife and myself. It was something that I don't know if we would ever recover from. Even as we attempted to leave the island in 2012, we didn't have our cats, and leaving them behind was just a heartache that was beyond description. So as we were walking, and Wanda was reminiscing about this lack of cats in her life, it was a cry of the heart. It was a desire to heal those wounds of when we were first made homeless. And what we didn't know is that Ida and Fanny had been going for walks as well, and they too had expressed a desire for cat love, to heal the wound of their heart. You see, way back in October of 2011, just before we were made homeless, we were having to deal with a lot of change in our life. Getting poor, not knowing where to turn, having the power cut. It was all very difficult to handle. And the God we were following didn't make a lot of sense to us. You see, the God that we learned about in Egypt, in Sherwood Park, in our early days, was a God that blesses and cares for and provides for us. And in our naivete, we thought that's always the way it is. So as we became poor and as we were losing, and then when we lost our cats, this was a God we didn't know. And we asked ourselves, who is this God that we follow that allows us to suffer so much? What we didn't understand was that God was taking something of lesser value to us to give us something of greater value. That exchange of value systems was critical to growing in faith. You see, we are people that are very much earthbound with our possessions and our friends and our jobs, our homes. We're very much earthbound. And so we tend to value things of the earth and not things of heaven. And it takes God removing those things in our life for us to understand just what the value system is that we are supposed to have as we walk in uncompromising faith. But going through that loss at the moment is incredibly disconcerting. And you really do wonder, who is this God? Who is this that we follow that is so different that he allows us to suffer? And as we wandered through the years of homelessness, Wanda would bring up this verse in Scripture as a reminder to us all. It's in Matthew chapter 19, verse 29. And anyone and everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive many, even 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life. God promises those that give up, those that follow him in faith, those that desire to be disciples, that desire passionately to be the bride of Christ. Even though you don't know who this guy is who's asking you to give up all, this is a strange God. If you are faithful in following him, if you are faithful in giving up all, he promises that he will restore. So as Wanda and I were walking and she mentioned this about wanting cat love, I thought back of the time when we had our cats and we lost them and they have not been restored. And I thought, maybe one day. Well, yesterday, Wanda and I took Milo for a walk. It was a normal day, fairly cold and wet. And we got Milo out the door. And as I was letting Milo do his business, Wanda looked in one of the rooms and she saw a little kitty. And with delight in her voice, she said, "Oh, look at the kitty." Which I did. It was a very cute kitty. And then we walked Milo around his usual circuit. I didn't think much of the encounter. We have seen cats here before, and it wasn't a big deal. But when we returned, a man pulled up in an SUV. And as we walked by, he called out to us and says, "Do you guys like cats?" Wanda and I said, "Sure we do." Then he said something strange. He said, "Well, we're giving them away." We were shocked. So Wanda went in to look at the kittens and found out here was a homeless family that had to go to a shelter, an experience we are all too familiar with. And they couldn't take their cats, just like we couldn't take our pets when we were in the shelter. So these little kittens needed a home. Well, we don't have much room. It's a small room, 4 people, bird, and a large dog. But Wanda walked in with a little kitten in her hands. A wonderful little ball of fluff. And as I watched Ida cry into the little body, I knew that this gift from God was healing a wound that I could not heal. He was fulfilling Matthew 19:29 right before my very eyes by restoring to us what we lost when we stepped out in faith and were made homeless. And our cats were driven away and we never saw them again. Here he was returning to us life. Now things don't change much in our world. They haven't changed much in 3 years. But this was a major event. For the first time, something new came into our family, invaded our room. And we called this little guy, Guy. So we have a cat named Guy. And who is this guy? Well, he's the promise fulfilled. He is a living embodiment of Matthew 19:29, that God restores. When you give up for him, he restores. So as you're walking in faith, my friends, as you're pursuing God and he asks you to give up, and you're wondering who is this guy that calls us to give up all for him, know that this God we follow does not simply take away and not restore. He does restore. And we believe that very soon we will be restored all that we have lost. And this little kitten, this guy, is the start of that restoration. So Wanda and I want to bless you. We want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Shalom.
Thank you for joining us on this Uncompromising Faith podcast. We hope you have been encouraged in your walk of faith and want to learn more. We can be found at www.uncompromisingfaith.ca, where you can read more of what you just heard here, download our book, and connect with others that share in your passion for Jesus. May God bless you richly.